Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Michael Kaufman, to understand our enemy, is going to be joining us. Just with information, he was able to derail the Agenda 21 takeover in the mid-90s. I remember watching on C-SPAN, and just because he got their own documents, got the maps to Congress, and that information beat it. Now, it's openly being announced, but they've got Republicans running around saying Agenda 21 doesn't exist. Aaron Dykes is going to pop in later with this, trying to hoax us into standing down. They are weak. Agenda 21 is their global treaty for total eugenics. Dr. Kaufman's coming up. We'll continue with your calls as well. He's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, almost 7 years old. It's hard to believe that. Let me see. 2006, 2007. It's 5, 6 years old. The point is, it's evergreen. It's more important today than ever. Or Behind the Green Mask, Rosa Corey, the book on Agenda 21 to get out to your friends and family and neighbors and people in government. It's happening. We're beginning to win. Let's just go ahead and go back to the calls right now. John in Texas, what's your take on all this, sir?
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me okay?
Buddy, I can hear you wonderfully.
Okay, great. I love what you're doing. I think it's great for damage control, but I see a better solution for an ultimate solution. It's like, you know about Plato's cave. A lot of people don't realize there are more levels in Plato's cave. And many people find out there's a fox guarding a hen house, and they think the solution is, well, let's get rid of the fox, and that's the damage control. I agree. We do have to.
The secession movement is something people can get. It's in the Declaration of Independence to restore the republic nonviolently. It will scare the globalists, and believe me, it's the way to go.
It is, but this is how I look at it. You asked earlier about who the enemy is, and what most people don't realize is that we are the enemy and that the globalists are a reflection of us.
No, that's right. Ron Paul said we have become immoral and decadent, and that's why the worst is running things.
Exactly. So the solution to get rid of the worst of us is for all of us to become better than what we are, and most of us aren't even coming close. And this ties into the research that Dr. Fritz Albert Popp has done in Germany. In 1976, he identified the nutrient that ties into our spidey sense. He called it a biophoton. And he said, we humans are born at 43,000 biophotons, but most of us are around 1,000 to 23,000 biophotons, and we should be around 83,000 biophotons. So the ultimate solution, the way to destroy the globalists, is for all of us to bump up our biophoton levels, bump up our spidey sense up to the 83,000 biophoton level. We got to stop making mistakes. So, yes, we have to do damage control. Yes, we got to do.
Is this the professional athlete sports medicine guy?
You met me down in Houston, but that was my buddy. You confused me with my friend.
No, but the point is, I mean, yeah, he's like to the – that guy's well-known. Yeah, I know he did. This is what the professional athletes are doing. Well, you know, I don't take it because I don't need to. I've got plenty of the spiritual mojo juice. But they put people up when they're on DMT, and it's definitely a spiritual experience. And they're finding people – all cultures are basically having a Christian experience. They've even done it with villagers who don't even know about Christianity. The pearly gates, you know, all that stuff. And that's why – that's why the system doesn't want people trying natural hallucinogens, because it's definitely opening people up and realizing, whoa, there's something else out there. It opens up the sixth sense, but you know, we've naturally got those chemicals in us, and the sodium fluoride, all of that. But I mean, when you talk about biophotons, what type of nutrients are you talking about to naturally boost those without taking a very hardcore hallucinogen?
Dr. Pop says, and this has nothing to do with taking hallucinogens, Dr. Pop says that organic produce has 5 times the biophotons as does conventional produce.
Sure. Well, that's why they feed us trash. Yeah, we're back to the same thing now. Pure water, pure food opens you up to God, the universe, your discernment. They poison you. It creates a fog overlay. But I'll tell you, folks, God believes in free will. Jesus Christ believes in free will. I'm talking about the church is Jesus Christ, the real one. Ask God, and God will come in. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's GMO-free with no hydrogenated oils and has a 25-year shelf life. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials, and you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are into another hour of this historic Friday, the 16th of November, 2012, worldwide transmission. The spirit of 1776 worldwide versus the mindset of 1984. I am your host. I'll be with us about 40 minutes, and then Aaron's going to pop in with some breaking news. They have got articles now, not in dozens, not in 50, not in 100. In the last week, it is over 200 mainstream news articles, New York Times, Washington Post, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, you name it, trying old-fashioned lies. They are coming out saying, look at this state rep, look at this congressman or woman. They say there's a UN takeover, Agenda 21. Why, that's crazy. That doesn't exist. While I can go to any town around Austin, to any city council meeting, and you've seen me send reporters to four towns, and they've got UN representatives there having the town sign over their liberties in exchange for, in some cases, $30 million for a small town from the HUD and the federal government. And I mean, it's to put in laws where 2 years in jail if you wash your car, 6 years in San Diego. You got hay dust, $2,000 a day fines. I mean, we're not talking about just federal. We're talking about internationalists coming in and getting you to adopt their stuff. I mean, I don't have to go to Europe to see this. I don't have to go to Russia. I can go to the Austin, Texas, where I live, or any town around me, any night of the week at city meetings, and it's UN Rockefeller Foundation operatives. Folks, I made the first Agenda 21 film out there in 1997. It's called America Destroyed by Design, the UN plan to take over and bankrupt America and create a neo-feudalistic state. Read the back cover. And guess whose information is in the film? Dr. Michael Kaufman. Guess who went to Congress? What was it, 94? They were about to sign on right as Bush had left office. He had endorsed it. The Rio Summit Agenda 21. And a lot of times they can blindside you, and they would have got it all in right then. Boom. Congress saw the maps, checked with the UN, half the country off limits. They said, no way, Jose, put us under a UN treaty. So they went ahead and immunized, went after counties, cities, and states as an end run. Now Obama can't get Congress to pass shut down half the coal plants. Well, yeah, and guys, kind of center that a little bit. If we're going to put articles up, it's absolutely essential that we somehow center them when we put them up. That's like my one pet peeve that just drives me up and down the wall, that if we're going to put stuff on TV, I just don't even want to have something on TV. Just take it down. Okay, if nobody's bad. Just we're not going to show it if we can't put it on there. I'm directing live here on the air. Thank you. Not a big deal. Just can't. If it's got the thing cut off, we're just not putting it up. That's like 87,000 times I want to stop that. The point here is that we're not calling for secession from America. The states have to pull out because the federal government's totally run by globalists, and we have to get in there, and we have to point out what's happened, and they're freaking out. They are freaking out right now at every level. And Aaron's going to come in here and pop in while Dr. Kaufman's on with us and show these articles saying, oh my gosh, citizens are going and giving books and videos to their state reps, and they're waking up, and the states are saying no. Yeah, they're giving them Endgame. They're giving them Rosa Corey's book that we sell at Infowars.com. The film I made, the book I carry, and it's freaking them out, because as soon as the state reps or county commissioners or mayors read this, they go, yeah, this is exactly what they are. Oh, yeah, that group that is here is UN. What? That's what this is? Wow, I'm not going to go along with this. They're pulling their hair out. So Dr. Michael Kaufman joins us because talk about a voice in the wilderness. Sir, great to have you with us. Let me read some of your bio for folks that don't know who you are. He received his B.S. in forestry and M.S. in biology at Northern Arizona University at Flagstaff, Arizona, his Ph.D. in forest science, University of Idaho at Moscow. He's taught courses and conducted research in forest ecology and forest community dynamics at Michigan Technology University, a leading forestry school in the Midwest. He's author, researcher, filmmaker. He's currently president of Environmental Perspectives, Inc. He's written 4 books exposing the attack on our Constitution, personal liberties, and the most recent being Rescuing a Broken America. He has also produced numerous videos, the most recent are of 2 of which, and it goes through it all. And that's www.epi.us.com. You can buy his book at americaplundered.com. And he joins us now. We'll also, I'll put up on screen some of the UN maps of what they want to do, and you're now seeing it all come in. They now know they're losing, so they're just trying to enforce it all right now. We can use that to boomerang back. Dr. Kaufman, recap who you are, how you woke up, how you stopped this in the mid-90s, and where we are now. We can stop it again.
Well, thank you, Alex. Glad to be back with you. Let me just make one thing, correct one thing that you said. My website is epi-us.com. epi-us.com, not epi.us.com. So with that minor correction, basically back in the early 1990s, I was leading a multi-million-dollar research effort on global warming, contacting and working with scientists all over the world. And it became pretty obvious to me that by 1992, in the early 1990s, that man probably wasn't causing global warming. We have now overwhelming evidence that man is not causing global warming. And that's why I think they're ramping up this hype and scare story that Hurricane Sandy was caused by global warming and so forth. But nonetheless, at that particular point in time, I was also following what was going on in an organization called the IUC and the International Union for Conservation of Nature. Now, some of you probably know this because you've heard me before, but most of our international treaties are written by the IUCN, the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. The Convention on Biological Diversity was one of those. And at the same time, there was another project called the Wildlands Project, which was basically also coming out of the United Nations. The Wildlands Project called for setting aside 50% of the United States into wilderness, as you suggested just a few minutes ago. And the same people that were writing this particular project, the Wildlands Project, were also writing the Convention on Biological Diversity. And it didn't take a rocket scientist for me to realize that they're one and the same things. And when the treaty finally came out, all the language was there. It was really sanitized. You couldn't really see it. It sounded like motherhood and apple pie. But when the Global Biodiversity Assessment was published, it was actually written by the IUCN and the World Resources Institute. When that was published by the UN, it was basically referred back to the Wildlands Project and named the authors and so forth in doing that. I had been in August of 1994 down to the Senate trying to convince them that this was the Wildlands Project was at the heart of the convention or the treaty. They ignored me because it didn't say anything in the treaty about it. When the Global Biodiversity Assessment came out a month or two later, it was still in draft form. We didn't have the actual copy. That wasn't going to be published until the end of 1994. But we had the draft copy, and in it, it specifically said the Wildlands Project. It was a smoking gun. I had been drawing maps for 2 years. I don't know why I was drawing them. I just really felt compelled by God to do it. I didn't have any idea why. It was a lot of work, but nonetheless, I did. And when that treaty, when the draft of the GBA came out, I sent it down, FedExed it down to the U.S. Senate, along with the map. There was actually a couple of us working on it at the time. And that map was blown up into a 4 by 6 foot poster taken out of the Senate floor at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The closure vote was scheduled for 4 o'clock on September 29th. And it just literally died on the vine. Senator Mitchell, the majority leader at the time, just took it right off the executive calendar. It was never voted on. But that's how close we came to having this actually passed and ratified by the Senate. And as you said, very accurately, this now the marching orders of the U.S. government and every federal agency through a document called Sustainable America, which if you look it up on the Internet, was written by Bill Clinton during his presidency. And its whole purpose is to implement Agenda 21 and every federal contract and grant and aid and all the rest is targeted towards Sustainable America, and Agenda 21 is being implemented as we speak.
And by the way, we've taken these to Agenda 21 meetings and smart growth conferences. We've taken them to professors, and they've said, yeah, this is, you can now look at this map 16, 17 years later, because that's what you have a degree in, is you know, putting these together. You've done it even for the Forest Service, I know, previously. And they go, yeah, no, that's what we're doing. Yeah, that's the corridors. Yes, this is, how did you get this? And we were at UT, and they had similar maps. We were trying to videotape it. The professor let them in, but then somebody else came out and said, no, you can't tape that. But what's incredible is this, we now see where they're grabbing land. It's everywhere where you predicted. Yes. How did you put together, I guess that's what that's what you got all your training in, but how did you do it so accurately?
Well, they actually came out with a set of instructions to how to do it with the Wildlands Project. And I took those instructions, and I had actually done research and actually worked in most ecosystems in the United States by that time. And I was able to, with my background and so forth and understanding of ecosystems, pretty much anticipate where they would put these reserves, these wilderness reserves and wilderness corridors. And it turns out that I'm about 80-85% accurate. There's a little difference when you actually get down to what they're actually doing today, but not a whole lot.
Yeah, you can look at the smart growth corridors they've set up, and they're also putting triangles and boxes around city groups. Yes. And trying to grab the property there. So now they're even targeting the green areas that originally they weren't going to try to take.
That's correct. It's really an astonishing thing. They're doing it incrementally. If they had the treaty actually ratified back in 1994, they would have all the legal reasons necessary to condemn by eminent domain all of your property when it's in the way or where it's one of those chosen areas to be put in the wilderness, yank you off, destroy your home, and convert it back to wilderness. That would have allowed, that treaty would have allowed that to happen. Now they're having to do it incrementally. And they're still trying to do it. You know, the Sackett case up in up northern Idaho, I think you probably all have heard of that one.
Yeah, taking people's property because there's a puddle in the yard. We'll be right back with Dr. Kaufman.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S., and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the 3-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, if he's got to say one man since the Rio de Janeiro UN takeover globally, the declaration of usurpation, the declaration of war against private property and against liberty for the general public by the mega rich in 1992, it's Dr. Michael Kaufman, PhD, environmental scientist. And there have been a lot of others that have fought it as well. Lord Monckton and many others, myself. I've been fighting since 1996 against this. What's amazing, and I've got Aaron popping in here in about 15 minutes, is we're finding reports all over the country where they go, there's crazy people that think the UN's trying to run us. I mean, for 17 years, most of our national parks and monuments have been under UN control with huge buffer zones around them where people can't use their own property under UN treaty, UNESCO. I mean, Obama has signed a secret order, but the UN's bragging it's giving them the codes for the internet kill switch and the IP addresses. That's in mainstream news today. We've been told our military is under NATO and the UN. Ron Paul in his speech said we're under global government. But they still try this game where the Southern Poverty Law Center and others say, I get the training manuals cops get because they laugh and send them to me. And we're laughing, but it's not funny. That they go, there's no such thing as the New World Order. The Federal Reserve is not private. There is no plan to implode the economy. There is no plan for, this and that. When it's all happening on the news, how long can they get away with this? Or are they just trying to con those they know are ignorant, Dr. Kaufman?
I think in many respects, they're conning those who are ignorant. And it's, in some ways, I think the election that we just had a couple weeks ago really clearly shows how ignorant this society truly is. It's not that people are dumb or stupid. They're not. But when you only get one side of the story with this whole terribly biased media, I mean, it's no longer the media. It's the media. It's the Ministry of Propaganda for Obama. There's no other way you can describe it. When you have a media that deliberately distorts the news and not tells you both sides of a story, you get an ignorant society that cannot ever act intelligently because they don't have the proper information. And what we're seeing right now is that in spades. That's what really decided this election probably more than anything else, is almost 100 years of brainwashing in our public schools to produce a society basically that believes the government is a good thing, and it can be if it's got the right constraints on it. And the fact that socialism is something to be desired rather than avoided. All of the things that you and I and others have talked about on your show over the years that has really degraded their ability for critical thinking and therefore ability to make right decisions.
Dr. Kaufman, you've hit the heart of it here. When I watch MSNBC to monitor what they're up to, they're trying to create racial division, all the rest of it, they giggle and snicker most of the time in a self-admiration society about how smart they are, but how dumb all of us are. But I understand now that's because they're preying on people. I've run into these folks. These are predators. I mean, they don't believe anything they're saying. They know it's a fraud, but for those of us that are informed, who aren't evil, it's horrifying people are so dumbed down. But the system revels in the fact that it's like two different species, people that are informed versus dumbed down idiots who aren't even so much dumb. They just don't even know how to think. They have no gauge on even what's happening. How do you deal with something like that when you've got people that literally – couldn't work at McDonald's, now voting to try to take our guns?
It's a really good question, and that's something I've been hitting my head against the wall for quite a few years, and I know you have too. How do you come across to these people who don't have the basic understanding to even begin to understand what you're talking about? It takes many, many hours to even make a presentation of what a constitutional republic should be and why it's so critically important. And they have no clue. They have no clue to even begin to understand what you're talking about. And I don't know how to really change that unless you really show how this is destroying us. And this is what I've been trying to do, with my new book, Plundered, how the progressive ideology is destroying America. It basically goes into the progressive ideology back over 100 years, 125 years, and shows you how nothing has changed in that period of time. How psychiatrists of the early days in the 1800s were calling these progressives nuts because they cannot connect to reality. And they're still the same, exactly the same.
Really what they are is they're social failures that get together in gangs. I haven't read your book, but I know what it's going to be about because I know we're on the same page. I'm going to carry it, by the way. I want to read it first, but people should get at your site. But let's talk about their psychology, because they're gangs of like wimps. But I don't mean physically wimpy. I mean, these are mentally ill people. but they form like these swarms of locusts that are smart enough to be able to blacken the earth and eat the flesh off our economy's bones. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready and won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film, with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order.
I want them to know.
It's Alex
Jones. We're leading a frontal assault
on the GCN Radio
on the
Network.
Lies of the New World Order. Crank it up. I like this rendition of Johnny B. Good. We can do it, ladies and gentlemen. We can beat these people. Reporters, the Environmental Protection Agency, a court has ruled that they're above the law and that they must investigate themselves. But the Office of Inspector General has begun an investigation of the EPA pumping deadly gases in on people without them knowing it. Just another ongoing, potentially lethal experiment government's doing on you. This is a group of insane, inbred eugenicists. There was a breeding program by the Darwin family, the Huxleys, the Wedgwoods, and two other families. We cover it in game that produced near 90% retardation or stillborn. There was about 5-6% that were highly intelligent, even above their genius families, but also generally raving psychotics. Aldous Huxley was one of the few survivors. His brother Julian Huxley started the UN UNESCO program that runs all this today. They were talking about the Planned Society back in 1932 when he wrote Brave New World, which he said was their real theorized plan that was adopted by the British royalty, the Dutch royalty. You know about the Nazis and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. So you got a bunch of really smart scientists who were control freaks who interbreed. They create this monster plan. It gets adopted because the robber barons in the U.S. liked it too. Rockefellers, Rothschilds, they all funded it. Go look it up. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefellers did. And it created this nightmare. And Dr. Cobham, in his deep research, you get into different angles of this, but he covers in the Endgame Extras, you know, university plans. He shows the documents where they said in the 60s, we'll put drugs on the street and get everybody on drugs. We'll use entertainment just to get people in this mind-numbed area. And then once you're mind-numbed, then they can start the soft kill culling. So, see, everybody needs to understand, just all this decadence and welfare is not going to keep going on. They're just breaking you and making you a bunch of pathetic jellyfish. Why is their number one enemy the returning veterans in the Homeland Security training documents? If you're a new listener, just type in Homeland Security says number one terror threat veterans. You'll get AP, Reuters, you know, Washington Times. We broke that when a federal marshal and state police gave me a separate document out of Missouri. But the point is that they say that the veterans are who they're going to round up. So while you're out there saluting at veterans parades, remember, our government's now run by globalists. Dr. Cobham, finish up with the mindset of these people from your research. And then I want to talk about the fact that I know in the Declaration of Independence we have the power to secede, but not to, we could create a new union or a new country, but I say secede from the occupied federal government to get their attention and then kick them out, you know, the globalists, the Federal Reserve, and reconstitute it. Just that process of the states beginning this will create the moral high ground and will create a fulcrum or focus bases to then launch out, because we're under attack. No more half measures. We either go all the way whole hog and call this out like Ron Paul did 2 days ago in his farewell, or it's over, because they are bum rushing us. We are under a Tet offensive right now. They are overrunning us. And we've got a zombified public. A lot of us are awake, but it's 20-30% of us are awake. Then you got the zombies. And then the 20-30% we've got, they're going, oh, I'm glad Ron Paul or Dr. Kaufman's there. No, we need you to get involved. But finish up with their mindset and then ideas you've got to try to just beat these people.
Well, you know, it's one of the things that I really went into a state of shock over. When I got a hold of some of these early reports and books and so forth of psychiatrists. Now, psychiatry was just beginning to take hold back in the 1800s.
That's their priesthood.
Yeah, well, it is. But these psychiatrists were real psychiatrists. There are still some today, although most of them are out in the twilight zone.
Sure.
What they found was basically, and he described it to a T, he described the modern-day progressive that's in Congress, that's in our court systems, that are in our educational systems. All of these things are described to a T in the 1800s, how they literally cannot connect reality. Excuse me, quite a few cards short of a full deck. And because of that, they have these utopian concepts that will never, ever work.
And that's I've read some of that. They just are obsessed control freaks. And the reason those psychiatrists wrote books about it was because they were working next to the communist or the proto-communist psychiatrist.
Yes. Well, they could see it. I mean, it was very definitely very obvious. And it's what led to the socialist Europe that we have today, communism. All of these things are derived from that particular phenomenon back in the 1800s. Really goes back to Jean-Jacques Rousseau. But nonetheless, by the time the French Revolution was over and so forth, it was pretty well died in concrete.
It's government by psychopathic authoritarians, as Ron Paul has dubbed them.
Yeah, it really is. And as you're not being over exaggeration when you say that either, because they really, now a lot of these people know exactly what they're doing. Obama, for instance, knows exactly what he's doing. He's lying Basically, he has no problem at all. He's a sociopath. He basically is a pathological liar, and it just rolls right off his tongue. I mean, we saw time after time after time in the debates where he would be stand up there in absolute truth and defy anyone to deny him when we know for absolute fact that he was totally wrong and that he was actually, for instance, energy. Energy, he has tried everything he can to stop.
He said, I will bankrupt coal. And then he gets up in there and says, I never said that. And we can play the video clip right now.
I know. It's just astonishing how he can do that time after time. Benghazi, another classic example, his interview or his press conference.
He said it was terrorism day one. And when he didn't, I mean, it's all now come out that Petraeus was given talking points by the White House and said, do not say it's terrorism. But we saw his ambassador all over the news saying that. No, that's what I'm saying. But the thing is, they're trying to give the general public a mass mental illness. Because once you get the public to accept lies, it fouls the brain electrochemical computer, as you know, where then people just lose track of everything.
They do. And everything is based on emotion. This is the critical thing, I think, more than anything else, is that they base all their decisions on emotion. And emotion, if you continue to follow your emotions, you're going to fall off a cliff. And we are falling off a cliff now because we are in no Neverland. We cannot continue to sustain the types of deficit spending.
Oh, I mean, we're being maneuvered into bankruptcy, as the globalists said. But expanding on that, I run into this all the time. People call in and they go, you don't like Obama, you're a racist. And I talk to them. These are real people. And I'm like, I'm not saying Romney's good either, but Obama is going to accelerate the program. Collectivism's horrible. Socialism doesn't work. Communism doesn't work. And he's taking our liberties. And they just go, no, you're a racist. And it's like, and then they giggle like they know political correctness is a weapon. It doesn't matter even if they know it's not true. It makes them feel like they have social status.
Yes, it makes them, and they noticed this back in the 1800s. It makes them feel powerful, and they're sick. They should not be in any elected position. They should not be in any educational position, any judicial place, and yet they dominate those particular pillars of our society. And we are in a heap of trouble. And what I don't understand, and just it boggles my mind, Europe is collapsing. Now, not much is shown on the evening news. I go into great detail in the book, Plundered, but not much is shown on the evening news, but Europe is doomed. There is really no...
I think they had something like 50 fires yesterday and rioting everywhere, just all over Europe, just bedlam.
Yes, it is horrible. And that's the result. It's always the result. There is no case in history.
Yeah. Now, this is Jacobin French Revolution Illuminati crap.
It is. It really is. And as soon as you understand that, you understand why communism...
Well, listen, I've got to read Plundered, because I've read your other books, so send us a copy. You probably did. I'm going to get Weldon to carry it in the store, because it's so amazing that I haven't even read your book, but I know it's going to be in it, because it's history. But I always learn something new and refresh my memory. But when you discover that communism is Jacobin devil worship, and it's in mainline history books, it's French devil worshippers, German devil worshippers that wanted to go to a 9-day week, no family. They were going to destroy language. They were going to go back to the wilds. And it just turned out they were a bunch of psychopaths.
They really were. The Jacobins and during the French Revolution, the horror. I mean, we think that World War I and World War II were horrible, and they were. I don't want to diminish that. But the French Revolution was inhuman, literally inhuman. Not as many people were killed, but how they were killed was inhuman. Pulling them apart with horses. Anybody that disagreed with you, I mean, it was absolutely
giant hordes of Illuminati. That's mainline history, folks. Running around, raping, killing, burning cities, just foaming at. And then the more and more evil would get in control, and it just ran rampant until Napoleon came in.
And then you had a totalitarian dictator.
Which was the plan all along.
Yeah, I think it really was. And I think that's what we're seeing now with Obama. I don't know how else you can explain it, because he is going to take us right over the cliff and basically create chaos. And out of chaos will come a tyrant.
Let me ask you this, and we're going to go to Aaron Dykes here and keep you to the end of the show and then do a little bit of overdrive for callers that are holding. Dr. Michael Coppins, our guest. But people need to get your book. I mean, I'm not just saying this. I'm actually foaming at the mouth to get it. Plundered. Tell folks the best place to get it.
Right now we have it at, so you can get it on Amazon, but you can also get it at our website. And if you do on our website, it's on AmericaPlunder.com, AmericaPlunder.com. If you order from there, we will give, we'll not only give you a 30% discount, but we'll also give you a free copy of Saviors of My of the Earth, one of my first books that led to the actual stopping of the Convention on Biological Diversity.
And that's the good news. We can stop this. I want to bring Aaron Dykes in and get your take on it. Aaron, one of our researchers, literally hundreds of articles, newscasts, where they're saying now there is no such thing as Agenda 21, even though they officially have their operatives, and they're demonizing people, and they're panicking, as you saw in the New York Times, Dr. Kaufman. Aaron, break down these articles for folks, and we'll show people a document cam shot.
Yeah, first, I just want to thank Dr. Kaufman and all the people who've been behind this issue for decades, people like Merkula who brought Prop 37 to the forefront, everybody who's out there working, and now it's all these activists approaching their state representatives, their state governments, and actually getting them to have meetings, and the system's freaking out. There's this whole flame war in Georgia, and it's the exact stuff you're talking about with the secession movement, with the states' rights movement. The Agenda 21 stuff just overlays with that, and they're all upset. Upset because a Tea Party activist who got kicked out of his Tea Party group for spreading Alex Jones and InfoWars information got a meeting with the Senate Majority Leader Chip Rogers, and now they're saying the video from that is exposed, where he's talking about Agenda 21 being a big problem, and they're
trying to hoax it that, ooh, look, we found a video of the congressman or the state rep being bad, like, ooh, he talked about poo-poo. I mean, I hate to talk like that, but that's what it's like. Oh my gosh, racism!
Oh no, it's exactly what you're talking about. Obviously, your comments yesterday about secession were not in a vacuum. It's Georgia, so it's the Deep South. It's racist. It's conspiracy kooks. It's Alex Jones talk. And they're mad because they invited the whole Republican caucus, and a lot of them actually went. And this is
happening. No. Because they've got their UN paid operatives. We can go in and show them the article with all the video links in a 20-minute meeting with one of these guys. Here's Herman Van Rompuy, head of the EU. Here's the head of the ECB. They say they've conquered us. Here they are on CNBC. Here's the documents. Here's the plan. And you win, because it's over. It's over when we expose them. Show them.
They've ruined themselves. They're doing that Media Matters plan where they say, oh, it's associated with Alex Jones. It's kooky. It's conspiracy. It ain't going to work. People are finding out about this issue. It's in the Marietta Daily Journal. That's a local Georgia paper. It's in the Atlanta TV station 11.
This is why we're going to beat them, because they still think they control reality with their fraud, like Karl Rove said. Not anymore. Everyone hates them so much that the minute they demonize us, they all come right to us.
Yeah, it's not going to work. You've got the Atlanta news station saying global control theorists meet with Georgia GOP leaders. And
global control theorists. You notice these insiders were telling Ron Paul, don't talk about New World Order. He just kicked all them out, and now he goes and gives a speech and says world government's conquered us. He said world government has taken over America. That is the end. That is cyanide to these people.
That's what they show in the news piece. They show world government control, and then they say if you like environmentalism, you might be part of the problem. That's according to these Tea Party activists and the GOP in Georgia. And they make a big, like, making fun of them conspiracy.
Let's get Kaufman's quick take on this, and then we'll continue with a stack of articles. But, Doc, it isn't working anymore. I mean, real environmentalists know that this is just taking control of their movement for eugenics and trying to tax carbon dioxide that plants breathe instead of doing real environmentalism.
I think the majority of people, maybe a small majority at this point, are beginning to start to see through it. And basically, it goes back and again to the 1800s. The only way they can win is by demonizing their opposition. This has been done decade after decade after decade. And now, because of the internet and because of programs like yours and so forth, is being exposed, and people are saying, wait a minute. You know, I think Benghazi is a classic example. Anybody who watches Fox News, and I'm not a real strong supporter of Fox News, but at least they're trying to cover the issue, realizes that the whole thing was a cover-up right from the beginning.
Obama stood down while that guy got killed over 7 hours, and they had a CIA base down the street full of troops. Why didn't they kill him? Look, they were running that al-Qaeda group. That was the head of security. Right. It's clear. Obama, and I've talked to top military off record. I've talked to Colonel Schaefer on air, and he can go off air. He's like, no, that's what's going on. Well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is, it's an Obama hit on that guy.
Yeah, it's really, and same with Petraeus and so forth. Now, Petraeus did what he did and deserves what he got, but nonetheless.
No, he was mad about the stand down, and that's why they relieved five generals now.
Right. I totally agree. It's all political. It's all vindictive. There hasn't been a single decision by this administration that wasn't political in its nature. Not a single one. Not any that would help or benefit.
We're going to finish up with that in a moment. Finish up with your articles, Aaron. We're going to go to break, but show folks some of the other articles you've got here.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting. They've got stuff we talked about in our InfoWars reports on Agenda 21 on the Delphi technique, how they use that to sell you on your own enslavement. And it is all about control.
And Mother Jones and others are admitting they're using it to brainwash
us. Look at this headline. It says, top Georgia GOP lawmakers host briefing on secret Obama mind control plot. And they've got the mind control graphic. And yet it all.
But we've been to the meetings. They admit they're using it.
Oh, yeah. And when we went to the meetings, the little minders let us know they've been watching our videos and they've been reading up on our points, too. They've got secession and conspiracy theories about mind control and domestic watch lists. And they're trying to tie together Florida and Georgia secession with the Agenda 21 thing, acting again like it's...
No. If you don't want the UN coming in and taking over, you're a secessionist.
No, they're acting like it's a Civil War thing when all 50 states are saying, let's get out of this federal, you know, all the stuff.
No, that's how they sell liberals. You don't want to be a stupid toothless white person from the South, a scum. I mean, I love how on TV they attack people from the South. I mean, it's absolutely bigoted, and I'm sick of it. Dr. Michael Kaufman is our guest. Final segment with him. Some phone calls coming up. Aaron, do a report on this, because headline, they're going to damage panic.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? Even save money on your electric bill? If so, this could be one of the most important messages you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electrical power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep your food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never suffer through painful power outages again. And here's the best news. A remarkable fall truckload sale is going on right now that gets you $1,700 in bonuses when you buy a solar generator. To find out why these solar generators are the best generators and get $1,700 in bonuses for doing so, go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com. Generate your own supply of electricity. Go to falltruckloadsale.com. That's falltruckloadsale.com.
In more ways than one, it's going to be a November to remember. Going on now, and just in time for the holidays, Emergency Essentials offers a huge Mountain House sale only at BePrepared.com. All Mountain House cans are 20 to 32% off. For example, a can of Mountain House Chili Mac, regularly $25.49, is now only $17.24. Scrambled eggs with bacon, usually $31.89, now only $21.56. And save 26% on a three-day emergency kit. Or save $123 on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated foods. Gift shoppers, check out the Katadyn Vario water filter at 26% off, or get special pricing on the Gerber suspension multi-tool and the Volcano stove collapsible cooking combo. For details, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. But hurry, the November to Remember sale ends November 30th. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Ooh, Lordy, trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my
third hour and start going in 100 different directions. I always feel sorry for whoever the guest is in the third hour by the time I lose my composure and start getting really upset. But, I mean, all I do is study this. The globalists write all these books we've sourced where they talk about how they want to reduce our population, how they want to dumb us down. And then all these idiot collectivists who've been raised to trust the television and the government, you just feel sorry for them. You can't even get mad at them. By the way, we do have plundered. And it's funny, Weldon was already working on carrying it, so we've already got a deal with them. We're going to put it up in the store today, so you can also order plundered at InfoWarsShop.com and support all of our work. Behind the Green Mask, Unagenda 21, Rosa Corey. This is a great book because it's nonfiction. They got books that are fiction on this now coming out. Great to give. And by the way, she's a liberal, a Democrat. This is not a left-right issue. That's why, plus it's a great book. It's so important to get out to people. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the film I made with Dr. Kaufman that breaks this all down. When you tell people it was made 6 years ago, it blows them away. It's evergreen. More important now than ever because all the stuff in it's coming true. So get that DVD and give it to others at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to end today. We extended it out like 4 or 5 days. You get the ProPure 15% off water filtration, the best deal out there at InfoWarsStore.com. That's coming down tonight. So get those orders in if you want. It'll still be 10% off with promo code WATER. You just got to do WATER 15 right now. So that's there. Doc, I've launched this whole move to try to get the states to really stand up against the feds. The article is up at InfoWars.com. Why the states must secede to save America. And I lay out my reasons for it there. I have a video there. I have Ron Paul agreeing that secession is as American as George Washington and apple pie. And I've had his advisors on the last day. Bruce Fine is his top advisor from the campaign on policy is on Monday. I had Edwin Vieira on. But they agree this is the move as the bully pulpit. And that the key to this is what you've exposed. It's a globalist corporate takeover through the UN, the mega banks created, the Rockefellers created on record, and this is how they're taking us over. And they're now saying we're treasonous if we don't want to go under UN. I mean, here it is. UN to seek internet kill switch next month. Documents show, and that's what Obama's secret order is doing, is handing them the codes to the DNS registry. I mean, we're going under this, and we've got to say no. They hope to just push this in because we're designed to face a military attack, not a corporate sabotage takeover. What do you say in closing on that, sir?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. You're cutting in and out, and I hope I'm not doing that on your end. But it is absolutely essential that we begin to say no. The secessionist movement that's gone on the last few days, I think, is absolutely astounding and really exciting. However, remember that we really need to get our economy at the state level in shape before we can succeed, because a lot of states, and I'm in Maine, and we're one of them. I had the chance to talk to the governor. He says we cannot survive without federal help right now. We're trying to get out from underneath that, but if we were to succeed right now, we would go under financially. And I know a lot of states are like that. So it's got to be a dual effort. We've got to establish.
I'm saying use the states beginning the meetings and the legislatures pointing out that the UN's taken over. That's what they're afraid of. See, I don't just know this historically. Their entire battle plan is based around stopping us exposing it's a foreign takeover and demonizing secession. That's because they know that's their Achilles heel.
Absolutely. I agree. And let me tell you, folks, I've been working on this since the late 1980s. Agenda 21 is real. Sustainable America is real. You can find it on the Internet.
You beat it on the UN site. You beat it in the mid-1990s in Congress. We're going to beat it again. God bless you, sir.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover.
The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.